turned around the horizons while the sun went down. As the shadows lengthened, many small shapes crept out of the nearby mound and joined her in the sacred place to watch. The sun set, which is everyday magic, and warm night came. The hat filled up with stars. Author's note. The doctrine of plant signatures mentioned earlier really exists in this world, although now it's better known by historians than by doctors. For hundreds of years, perhaps thousands, people believed that God, who of course had made everything, had signed each thing in a way that showed humanity what it could be used for. For example, goldenrod is yellow and so must be good for jaundice, which turns the skin yellow. A certain amount of guesswork was involved, but sometimes patients survived. By an amazing coincidence, the horse carved on the chalk is remarkably similar to the Uffington white horse, which in this world is carved on the downlands near the village of Uffington in southwest Oxfordshire. It's 374 feet long, several thousand years old, and carved on the hill in such a way that you can only see all of it in one go from the air. This suggests that A. it was carved for the gods to see, or B. flying was invented a lot earlier than we thought, or C. people used to be much, much taller. Oh, and this world had witch trials too. They were not fun. That is the end of A Hat Full of Sky. It was written by Terry Pratchett and read by Stephen Briggs.